from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. About 9.5 million Californians will vote in tomorrow's election. That's the estimate from the field poll. In fact, many of them have already voted by mail. The field poll estimates that about 5.2 million, or 55%, are using an absentee ballot. And very few people who vote tomorrow will do so on touchscreen machines. Those are two issues Kim Alexander studies as president and founder of the California Voter Foundation. Ms. Alexander, what do you make of this big shift to voting without going to the polls? How is that changing the work of election officials on Election Day?
Well, election officials are the ones who have been pushing vote-by-mail voting in California. They want to be able to get some of these ballots processed ahead of time because it makes their work easier on election night. At least that's the thinking. But what's happening in California is so many voters are now signed up as permanent vote-by-mail voters. They're not necessarily keeping an eye out for that ballot when it gets to them in their mailbox. So a lot of these ballots are going missing, and people are just saying, look, I lost it. I replaced it. Can I replace it? So I think there's going to be a lot of voters showing up at their polling place tomorrow who were signed up as vote-by-mail voters and don't have that ballot and still want to vote.
And they can vote, I believe, but it may be messier than they'd like it to be.
They can vote. They will vote a provisional ballot, and that means that they will have to fill out an extra form and sign the back of an envelope and make sure that that ballot gets put inside that special envelope so it can be processed separately from the rest of the ballots. Election officials have to make sure that nobody is voting twice. So it takes a lot of extra work on the back end of this process to make sure that those vote-by-mail voters who show up at polls tomorrow can still get their ballots processed.
And is there a way for people who vote by mail now to confirm if their vote has been counted? I think that's a nagging doubt for a lot of folks who use absentee ballots.
Yes, every county has to be able to tell voters whether their vote-by-mail ballot was received or not. The law does not require them to tell you whether it was counted. So that is something that we'd like to see changed in the future. There are a lot of vote-by-mail ballots that get discarded because either they arrived late or the voter failed to sign the envelope that it's returned in. That's used to verify the voter's signature against the voter registration form. And they also, sometimes voters will sign the ballot itself, in which case it gets invalidated and it won't be counted. So there are a lot of mistakes voters can make with vote-by-mail ballots. Unfortunately, there's no current law that requires counties to tell you whether your ballot was counted, but they do have to, by law, tell you whether it was received. And most counties are doing that online. You can go to the county election website and look that up and make sure that it was received in time.
How about online registration or online voting? So many people were expecting at this point in 2010 that we'd be using touchscreens for our voting. We'd be perhaps even voting on our laptops.
Right.
We haven't seen any of that technology yet. What are the prospects?
Well, we are seeing online voting happening in about 33 states who are using it to facilitate overseas voting by military personnel. And that's troubling because although we do want to see military voters' ballots be able to be cast in a convenient and fast way, using the internet to do that is not the solution because there are just too many risks involved for voters using the internet to transfer their ballots. The funny thing about elections this time around is, you know, 10 years ago, people were predicting that by 2010, we'd all be voting on paperless electronic voting machines, that we'd be voting on the internet. And it has not turned out that way at all. In fact, the opposite has happened. California and many states have turned to paper as our enduring voting process. And I think that's the right move because you can use paper ballots to make sure that voters have a durable ballot that they can turn in and it has an audit trail built in, but you can use optical scan technology to count the ballots quickly, and I think that's the best of both worlds.
Kim Alexander is founder and president of the California Voter Foundation. I'm Cy Musiker. More news and a link to the Voter Foundation's election guide at our website, kqednews.org.